All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them sing it again. What? Boom. Let me easy. Come on.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. What a promise that is. Yes, family, welcome to Man Up the Movement here live on the Now Network with myself, Pastor E, and all my fellow brothers. You better show up tonight. I didn't put it out there. I said, I need you, and I don't do that very many often. Tonight is going to be dynamic. We're going to be hearing directly from the ladies, and they're going to be speaking loud and clear. And the subject tonight is, what's a woman's requirement for a real man? Yes, the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. It's time for us to do better, and we can do it. Join the discussion. Let's discover the truth, and the truth will set us free. Man up simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, I'm taking personal responsibility for my own life. Number two, I'm no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, I'm walking in purpose with God. And number five, I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Jesus Christ. And today I man up. So today, tonight, family, as I said, we are about to journey. And this doesn't look like a 1 week show. This looks like this could go on and on, depending on the output and the input that we get tonight. We want to thank our ladies. I know they on board. You bring something up for the females, they're going to show up. I know my ride or die is here, so I know I got one brother on there that's going to be down. We're looking for, I know James will probably stop by. He has a little something going on right now. We're looking for Bishop Keith and a couple others to stop by also. But we want to really touch bases here about this. We can study all 16, 35, 45 ways to find a wife according to the Bible. We can look at all of the major verses and that are in the Bible that could lead us. But what better way to find or to gather information? We're gathering information here tonight, men of God, other than straight from the source. So without any further ado, I want to offer all of the ladies that were asked to come last night to dial one. Go ahead and bring yourself up to the queue. I want to bring you guys in and let you set the foundation. First and foremost, let's bring in Pastor Valoris Brooks. Welcome to Man of the Movement. You are it's an honor to have you here tonight. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm so nervous.
Don't worry about it. We're outnumbered right now. We're outnumbered by you guys right now, so don't trip. You guys are overtaking.
We might be outnumbered, but I know the men that you have is strong. So, women, let's come.
Well, we're not going to say too much. We're not going to say too much. We want to listen tonight. God is instructing us to listen and to take some notes and hear it straight from the horse's mouth. I hate that saying. Straight from the source. Thank you. Straight from the source's of heart and feelings and spirit. So I know you had a couple. You had something you wanted to share to set a foundation. Minister Terry, I'm also going to open your mic up because I know you were involved in the conversation last night. If you would like to join this conversation, go ahead and dial one. I'll get you up with the ladies right now. But as of right now, I will give the floor to you. Minister Terry, your mic is open if you want to bounce back with Pastor Valoris in the beginning.
Good evening, Pastor Valoris, and good evening, Pastor E, and all the listeners on board. Yes, I am going to join in on this conversation, this broadcast. Amen?
Amen. So what I wanted to do real quick is, I know he had used the word requirements on today, and what stuck in my mind on yesterday was, what do women expect from the men, from their husbands, from their mate, and so on and so forth. So what I wanted for both sides, so right now I'm neutral. What I wanted for both sides was to talk about that word expectation, because it is a very powerful word. We always say, well, what do you expect? What is basically intertwined? What is your requirements? What are you looking for when you're looking for a mate? And expectation is nothing than your true desire of what you believe will happen. So understand, when we speak women, when we speak men, and what we require and what we expect, give your true desire of what you believe will happen for you. That's where a lot of disappointment comes in. When disappointment comes in is because what you believed or expected did not happen. So if you can kind of equate what it is that I'm saying, even if you experience disappointment, it still does not change the definition of expectation. Okay? So you cannot have an expectation if your belief is not going to match what you expect. So since we established what expectation is, stop saying cute cliches or things that you were taught to say. Say what you believe. Because remember, your expectation is not the same as mine because we believe differently. So I want this conversation to be true to who you are and true to your heart, men and women. What you expect, you must declare. And what you declare, you must expect. So again, what you're speaking out today, it better come from your soul, your gut, and from your belief system, because that is what you're declaring. And you better be able to back it up with belief when it starts to manifest. So you must connect so well. One thing that I had to learn, and again, all this I learned from studying from my past mistakes. Right now, I connect so well with what I expect from my own king that is going to arrive, that I can feel him before he arrives. That's how strong your belief has to be in what it is you want for you, that you can already feel, you can already smell, you can already sense that this person exists. You can't sit up there and say that this is what you expect and you don't even have a sense, feeling of that they even exist. You got to know, oh, I know he's out there. Oh, listen, I'm about to jump now because I felt him in my spirit, because that's how on point my expectation matches what I believe for me. Don't have now this is last point. Don't have an expectation higher on anybody, man or woman, that you're willing to climb and meet yourself. That's the one thing, and I can only speak for women. I'm sorry, because I used to be one. Women, we get on here and we run down a grocery list of what we want and how we want it and this, that, and the other, and whatever, and can't meet none of that. We can only meet half of what we're talking about. Make sure when you start putting it out there, what you're putting out there, you can also meet. Either you meeting it, met it, or you on your way. One of the two. But don't put an expectation on somebody else that you're not willing to do for yourself. When you feel your expectation, most of the time, and I'm going to turn it over to Minister Terry, a lot of times you feel that your expectation is impossible is because you have limited your exposure. I learned this, oh my gosh, I learned this within the last year, because I was getting so discouraged about, you know, men that was in my immediate circle, you know, church or work. You know what I'm saying? You don't have no exposure. That's all you have is church or work or school. You don't have any exposure to any men in any other area, even nationality or whatever the case may be. And once I start exposing myself to other possibilities, and I'm not just talking about dating, I'm talking about friends. I have some dynamic friends that are across this country, across cultures, and being able to connect to other men and say, you know what, there are men that know how to talk to women and respect women. There are men that really know how to hold the door. We, you know, talking about chivalry is dead. Well, I'm sorry. Then you need to expose yourself to other areas. Open it up. Don't limit yourself. My husband may be in Australia somewhere. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not limiting myself and exposure. And do not base your expectation on your father or your mother. That right there, you're already limiting yourself. If you were, I want a man like my father, I want a man like, or a woman like my mother, you've already cut your exposure. You've already limited yourself to the possibilities of knowing exactly who you are and what you want. Because once you get a taste for the outer limits, trust me, you're not going to want to go back. You're not going to want to go back to that little minded thinking that you once had. Do not set expectation or evaluate your expectations when your self-esteem is low, your loneliness is high, and your hormones is out of control. So before you start speaking tonight, check yourself. Men and women, is my self-esteem low? Am I just talking out of that? Am I just talking out of loneliness? Or am I talking because my hormones is out of whack? Let's get the true essence of this. So that's all I wanted to open up and say. So, Minister Terry, anything you
I would like to kind of chime in on that part right there before we kind of release it, because I think most of us are over 40. There's no youngsters mm-hmm. on here that are single. And I thank God for Pastor Dwayne. He's married and has been through the same things. But I think we really need to know and be prepared to be accountable of what we who we are. And are we really just wanting something that somebody to fill a slot or to fill the bed or to pay bills or to partner? But are we really willing to find each other? I'm not trying to change the word of God, because the word of God is that you can't add to it or take it away. But once you've gotten to an area where you found, looked and found, and you've been found and it didn't work, and you're like, what happened? That's everything the Bible says. As adults and as grown folks that have been through, have children, grown children that are now trying to find that strong finish.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna be really intentional? Or are we just gonna play the same games and say, I need a man, I need a woman? Or are we gonna really search ourselves? That's what I'm not here. I'll just say it, disclaimer for anybody out there listening. This show is not for Pastor E to find nobody. Because if I wanted to look, I know where to look. I know where to be available. But this is for us to be mm-hmm. more prepared. So when it's time mm-hmm. to look, and I wanted to put that out there, we're not here trying to hook up folks, a matchmake or do anything like that. Now, if it happens, to God be the glory. But are we going to be willing to find each other, you know, once the man has found the woman? But are we willing to really explore life together and say, what is it going to take for two individuals to go the rest or the last mile?
Mm-hmm.
That can help some people that are married now to even get to that point. I just wanted to put that out there because I'm really taking notes to know how to not make the bad decisions anymore.
Right.
But to go in wholeheartedly. Go ahead.
Even what you said with married couples, you know, and you and I had talked about this before, is Pastor E, if a couple got married in their 20s, you're not the same person in your 40s. You're not going to be the same person in your 60s.
Whoa.
You have to keep reevaluating yourself first before you can reevaluate the marriage. Who am I now? Where am I at now? And then once you've gone through that reevaluation of yourself, now I need to sit my husband Joe down and say, Joe, let's talk about some things. Let's talk about, you know, our marriage, and, you know, let's get some upgraded information and this, that, and the other. Do you still like pizza, or you don't like pizza no more? I mean, do you still, you know, are you still in
right, yeah, you used to like mushrooms back in the day, but every time I get you mushrooms, you don't eat that side of the pizza. That's growing together. That's relationship. I think we're really going to get into that down the line of this conversation. But that's where people need to be, is where, first of all, being secure in yourself and knowing that if you're found or if you're finding, you're not doing it because of the necessity. You're doing it because you're ready. And you know that you can step out and provide. You know you can step out and assist. You know you can come together and partner. It's a bigger picture than just getting married and finding a mate. It's partnership that can last. Mm-hmm. And this is coming from experience of seeing it firsthand in my own life. Yes, I was married one time, and it started out partner, but then it went individual real quick. And that mm-hmm. was my wants, my needs. Why aren't you providing my needs? Wait a minute. When we started out, we had the same needs. Now all of a sudden it flipped, and I'm not pointing fingers left or right. I'm saying it happened, mm-hmm. and now the needs change, but nobody ever talked about it. See, that's not relationship. Right. That's necessity. So we have to break those chains of where we've been and what has happened in marriage that we can really mm-hmm. be successful and start to do things right. Minister Terry, anything from you?
You know, family, I'm listening to you, Pastor V and Pastor E, I'm listening to you all, and I've heard the words requirement and expectations, and I think, Pastor V, you touched on it, and I believe it's what you desire. because mm-hmm. I believe when the time comes, and me speaking as a single, totally single woman, I believe when the time comes, the Lord.
I like that phrase. Totally single.
Totally. Yes, totally. I believe, you know, and I love it. You know, that's the thing. You got to be content in your singleness, and you should be content in your marriage or relationship if you're in there. But I believe when the time comes, the Lord will give me the desires of my heart that I pray.
That's right.
And when I pray, that I be specific, because there's some things. I've been in a relationship, Lord Jesus, I didn't have him in my life, but that was out of marriage, out of wedlock. But I tell any female single right now, never do it, never do it. But there is some requirements, and the thing is, I'm beginning to know that first, you have to have a man, you have to have make sure your mate, for me personally, you have to make sure that they love God. Because if they love God, they will know how to love themselves, and then they'll be able to love you mm-hmm. with no conditions. I mean, because sometimes as we get older, things change, and it's not just about, okay, what we can do together, but just when we're apart, the love connects you, because you know you're joined as one. So this is awesome, because I tell you, there's some requirements that a man has for a woman, and the same requirements that a woman has for a man. And I think later on we'll probably discuss some of them, because I have a list.
Right.
I have a list, and Pastor V, these are desires of my heart, because I know I'm a piece of work myself, and I thank Jesus. I thank him for working me. Ooh, I thank him, because I'm a piece of work. But I thank God because... Yes, you know, I thank God because the change, you know, and we shouldn't change for a relationship. We should let the Lord change us from within. So I thank God.
As far as loving God, okay, so like you said, and that's one of the points that I had, but I even broke that down. I not only want my king who loves God, but I don't want him to be afraid to worship God.
Yes.
I want him to be free to praise God, even with tears in his eyes. You understand what I'm saying? I want to see that connection that he really has in his relationship with God. Never afraid to bow down and lay prostrate before the Lord. Never afraid to lay his hands on me or anyone else who needs prayer. I went further beyond than just a man loving God. I want him to have a relationship, and I want the relationship to be seen as well, not for outside show, but because he's not afraid to show his relationship with God. And like you said, man and woman, I'm not speaking for the men, but men also require that from your woman. You can, because I
whoa, wait a minute, hold up, stay over there in your lane. Stay over there with you ladies. We gonna break this down. I'm serious. No, it goes both ways.
I am being silly. I had two men from church. You understand what I'm saying? And again, what we did is we ran with it because, oh, they in church, they go to church, they this, that, and the other, and you figure that's all good. But then when it came behind the scenes, when I really started seeing their relationship, that was like, oh, dang, I missed it. Again, because of the word, they go to church or they love God, or you see them.
Yeah, going to church does not certify that's the right thing that we're doing. That is definitely a warning sign. A lot of people say that's where you find. No, I really say the truth. I go to church to worship. I don't really want to.
Right.
When I go to church, I'm trying to fellowship with other like-minded believers that we can encourage each other. I'm not trying to get a hookup or a phone number. I'm being honest with you. A lot of people throw rocks at me right now. They say, "Man, why not? You got to take advantage of business opportunities. Church ain't for business. I don't take business cards into the church. Now on the side of my vehicle, it says printing, the number, the email, the website." Take it down, take a picture, do what you want. But I don't go to church to promote. I'm not trying to get people's business. When I offer the church people business, I'm trying to show them the cheapest way they can get it done and excellence. But I don't go in there flashing cards and trying to get a number or get hooked up. That's the last place I want to try to be in that arena. That's not, we need to switch that and get away from that and saying you may see a spark from somebody that you meet at church, but that's not the dating place. Church is not the place to date. Church is a place of worship. And that's where we get so mixed up and so off boundaries, because we start doing things in the church that's not acceptable. Then we get hooked up in the church. We end up having out of wedlock sex. Then we're going to blame the church because they should have said something. That's not the church's fault. That's yours. Mm-hmm. We got to be more accountable. I'm here keeping it real. I know I got some homeboys. I see James and popped up. I know Pastor Dwayne is here. Now, Pastor Dwayne is married, but believe me, very versed in what we're talking about. We got a caller that dialed 1, area code 470, last 4, 0433. You're live on Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and my crew today. How are you?
Hey, man. God bless each and every one of you. This is Prophet Woods out
of
Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
Man, how are you, my brother?
Hey, man. Waiting on your
y'all like that? Hey, he married y'all. Y'all like that deep voice? That's the anointed man of God.
You said this is not a hookup session.
This ain't a hookup session. Just want to put it down there. Now you can start to hear that deep voice and be like, wait a minute, who is that? Nope.
Yeah, I'm very hooked up for 25 years and don't need nobody else. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Ain't looking for nobody else. I got my soulmate. I got the one who God has given me. So I don't need anyone else. Glory be to God. I got three girls who are looking at me. And I want to make sure that I set the standard that if daddy is in the house taking care of mama, this is what we're going to look for. Someone who's stable, someone who's with one woman, someone who loves and adores that one woman. Amen. So,
Amen. And
I think the woman of God said something, and I think you said something too, Pastor E. You had said, you know, most people go to church to find the mate, but I'm telling you, most of the mates that are at church don't have the church inside of them. So now we looking at the outer appearance, which is the exterior, but we ain't even tested the interior. Glory be to God. And
yes. And
there are so many people who are looking at relationship, because relationship is a gray area. We don't know how to date as men and women of God. We push the envelope too much to the point where now we're fleshly dating and nothing is spiritual about it. When that man calls your house at 12 midnight, he's really actually disrespecting you. It shouldn't be no phone calls after 8, 9, or 10. Glory be to God, because anything after that, the devil steps in. See, don't nobody want to be real. I'm talking to myself right now.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Not even that 12 midnight prayer call. You better let that go to voicemail.
You got to know how to set boundaries, because if you do anything outside of the will of God, now you are stepping into an unknown area. Unknown area. And see, And women of God, you got to know, you got to be very specific on what you want, as well as us men. What do we really want in a mate? Okay, she might not be able to cook well, but she can balance that checkbook.
Amen.
And we got to go into relationships knowing, look, I cannot fulfill your Grand Canyon. Every person has a Grand Canyon, and we're looking at opportunities on which one of these caves that you can feel, because I'm empty. Wait a minute.
Okay.
You got to know yourself. You have to have some fulfillment within yourself, so you don't have to wait on a man or wait on a woman to feel something. That's only God can do this. Remember that woman, that centurion, I think it was a centurion woman, Samaritan woman. She was at the well, at Jacob's well. And she had asked, she had told Jesus, she said, what do you have to draw with? Because my well is so deep. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Amen. See, us men, some of us don't come with the utensils that is needed to draw all of that stuff out of that woman.
Right. My God.
So
I know Pastor Valores is spinning around in circles, mm-hmm. and we were just talking about how mm-hmm. do we fulfill mm-hmm. each other. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful that mm-hmm. we don't put something in a place that mm-hmm. should not be there.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
My God.
Whenever you're ready, I can jump in. Listen.
Come on.
So let's take a look at the Good Samaritan. Let's take a look at the encounter in the Bible of the Good Samaritan, because whether it's a man or a woman, like he said, some of us are wounded. We've been robbed. Thieves have attacked us. They robbed us of our joy, our peace, and we wounded, and we land on the side of the road, and we're looking for people that we thought should be who they should be in order to help us, but only God can help us.
That's
like you said, you looking at that man that you think that can come by and you know what I'm saying, and heal your wounds, and he walked right past you.
Mm-hmm.
You think that woman is supposed to be able to heal you, and she walked right past you.
Because
only, and who came to help him? Only Jesus can help you.
Only.
So yes. You have to, like he mm-hmm. said, you have to understand that I understand it being a woman, and I had to go through it myself. It hurts sometimes to be that alone, especially when you're hurting and you're wounded. And I'm not even talking about from relationships. I'm talking about when you're wounded financially, when you're wounded in health, when you're wounded, your kids is going crazy, when you're wounded and you just want somebody there to comfort you, and you just want somebody there just to hold you. And guess what? There's nobody there but Jesus.
That's gonna hold you right. That's gonna hold you right.
And like Minister Terry said, you have to be content with Jesus until he sends somebody to be able to present you to whole. Because what did he tell the man at the pool of the Bethesda? Do you want to be made whole? I don't care about your issue. I don't care about how you got here. I don't care what you said. All I did was ask you one question. But you want to give me 1,000 excuses. Jesus is like, wait, hold on, let me back this up again. I asked you one question. Do you want to be made whole? Because I can't do anything until you want it.
Oh, that's right.
That's the first step we have to have. Do you want to be made whole, whether you're married or whether you're single? Do you want to be made whole? From then you can have, you know what I'm saying, your marriage will begin to blossom again. Or God will release you women from hiding, or men to be able to seek. It's only going to come from that. Go ahead, Pastor E.
Well, I mean, that's right there because well, we got a tag team tonight. I love tag team preaching mm-hmm. because, well, first of all, it's all of us, and our requirements have to grow in ourselves. I like when we say, mm-hmm. well, what is a woman's requirement of a man? Well, first of all, what's a woman's requirement of herself, just like what is mm-hmm. a man's requirement of himself? And then we can start to see clearly, because now I really know what I want. But if you don't know what you require, I said this weeks ago, have you wrote your spiritual schedule, not your work schedule, not your day worldly schedule? Have you put together a schedule of expectations that you will complete? That's a start. See, that's working on me. That's getting me better. So now watch this. God will now draw people together that have like-mindedness, that can work together. It can be on one accord, but it has to always revert back to the person. A lot of us are broken. Yeah. And we've been through a lot of mess. Starting with me, starting with those married folks too. We've all been through a lot, but what have we used to become whole again? I'm using Jesus.
Yes,
you said it too. Yeah. Jesus is the only one who can make me whole. Just got a comment on Facebook. Only God can fill the hole, the void. But we have to let him mm-hmm. in. If we're not using him, but we're expected just to find somebody else that's godly, this is going to hit somebody here. There's somebody Ooh. That preaches like Jesus, somebody that sounds like Jesus, or goes to church like Jesus to fill the hole that only Jesus can fill. It don't work. It'll never work. You're going to destroy your ministry, their ministry. Everybody's going to be in turmoil, and then they're going to point at God again, and it's not God's fault. We might got somebody else out there want to get in on this thing. Go ahead and dial one right now. I'm going to bring in Pastor Dwayne right now. Ladies, come on, get in the conversation.
Come on, you
got three men in here. Pastor Dwayne, I know you're also happily married to one woman, but I also know that you have and had to grow to find that rib. That's what I like to call it, the rib, because we're missing a spiritual rib, and that woman that God has created for you, the one He put you to sleep and formed her, you just got to find the right position. A lot of us are walking around with ribs that are too big, that are all obscured. We can't even bend over right because it hurts. It's uncomfortable because you got the wrong rib in there. You got to get the right rib in the right place.
Yeah, I hit that. I like that. But see, to be real about it, we just some slick Christians. We slick, man. we some slick Christians.
Go ahead and call us out, man. Go ahead and call us out.
We talk about how good and how great God is and this and about God. But God says it best. He said he that finds a wife finds favor with the Lord. First of all, when you go to church, church is I don't use the church. I'm the church. Let's clarify that. I'm the church. I'm the body. You know, we go to a sanctuary. We go to worship. When we go into a building, we go to worship. We bring the Holy Ghost there. We come to get, you need a. If my phone dies, I gotta plug it in so I can get some energy. So we go to the fellowship hall, the fellowship, to break bread with one another, to get our life back in order. That's where we go to the fellowship, because we the church. And so sometimes we keep blaming things on the church. It's not the church. We the church. We some slick Christians. So we bamboozle the word of God, because God said he that finds. So he said, God says, seek the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. What is in the kingdom? What is in the kingdom? Right. When God came on earth, God was the kingdom, but he provided things. Adam was in a garden by himself. But yet God knew that he was alone. God knew that he needed a helpmate. He did not have to constantly go back to God where God was yet or God where he's at. No, he had to remind them, because the Bible says God knows your ways. God knows your thoughts. God, he created you in so many ways. That's why he put it so together in the Bible about marriage. Because marriage you become one. You don't become two. You become one. Yeah, we got to learn each other because we're spiritual beings. No, we spiritual beings trying to have earthly experience. You know, because Adam, the Bible says Adam knew his wife. How did he know? Because it was a part of him. So we got to get to know each other. That's how we know each other. We don't go looking. We go there to fellowship. Fellowship is not a club. That's what the church. That's what the house of faith has become, a club. They, you know, the man and the women. They don't dress right. They talk slick. They, you know, they do everything. He said, because you're in the world, but you're not like the world. And so we adapt to that kind of system. You know, oh, he's anointed, she's anointed. Then we fall in love with the anointing. No, the anointing is God. God is the anointing. Ain't nobody on this earth is anointing. I'm so sad and I'm so sick of hearing that. Well, I'm anointed. You ain't got number two. You ain't even got a bag of chips. If God was to pull his breath from you, then tell me how you're going to get your breath back since you're so anointed. No, God is the giver. God is the giver. And that's what we got to go back to. Like you said, I'm married. I've been down that road before. Yeah, I've been down that road before, because I didn't know nothing about marriage. I didn't know, you know, how my mama wasn't married. My dad and my mother was together. I never knew my dad because he passed away when I was a young fella. My mama took care of 10 kids, 7 boys and 3 girls. You know, I come from a project. I come from the west side of Chicago. I grew up with my uncles, my aunties. You know, I see how my uncles and aunties was together. And when I got a little older, when I got out of prison, yeah, I decided to get married. My marriage in my head was a picket white fence, big pretty house, picket white fence. You know, all this, whatever the world shows us. That was my understanding of a marriage until I really got into it. Now the wife I have now, you know, we say that we will wait for God to give us our helpmate. You know, we pray. You know, we seeking God. Well, God, you know the desire of my. Well, if you know the desire of your heart, why you keep pressing on him? Why you cook pushy? Oh. Because if you if you want to be like Paul, you know, because Saul said he was a eunuch. So we ain't eunuchs. If we're going to be eunuchs, there is no desire for us to be married. There's no desire to be with nobody. You come, you want to be in the presence of God. But once you get married, y'all become one. And God understands that. Now y'all become one. It ain't that a one-on-one like it used to be. Now God dealing with individuals. He's not just dealing. Yes, we one, but God dealing with individuals. And so once we ask God for that person, that man or that woman, we gotta make ourselves available. You can't get a closed hand can't get fed. If your hand's closed, how you gonna get something in? You gotta open up your hand. And how you open it up? You open up yourself to God. Lord, you know me. I'm not constantly reminding God I need a wife. God ain't stupid. I mean, not to say it in that contest, but
right.
God knows everything. He's the God. He's
right.
Supposed to know everything.
We know.
Hold on.
We're going to get that out there right now. We know God is nowhere near stupid.
So, you know, we come to be God up with that. But, yeah, he says, seek the kingdom. God want to give us so much nourishing that we can grow, but yet we don't want that. We want our chips. We want to be like the prodigal son. We want our blessings now. But soon we get our blessings, our marriage. That's why the church has so many divorces. I'm crying to God every night that my wife don't decide that she want to leave me. Lord, teach me. Show me something that I can go back and get it right, because I don't want a fourth divorce. I don't want the world talking about that Christians can't stay married. That's a lie from the pits of hell. If God can do all things, you telling me he can't fix my marriage? If God is the God of forgiveness, because he forgave me of my sin, he forgive me every time I close my eyes and I say, Lord, forgive me for the things that I don't know I did, and I know I did, and he forgive me. You tell me God can't fix the marriage? God can't fix me to be where he want me to be? God can't fix me to be where I need to be for my wife? God can't fix my wife to be what she need to be for the pleasing unto him? That's why we got to go back. We don't go back to that. We so quick to take unworldly words from the world. The world tries to tell us how to make our marriage. God said we are spirit. We are his ambassadors. Or he said he's in love with us. He's in love with us. So if God said that he's in love with us, why we keep taking these books from people saying they don't even know nothing about God? We go see counselors. They haven't never once called on God. But yet God said it's counseling and multitude of safety with the folks in the church. I'm talking about true saved people that go sit there and sit you down knowing that you and your wife going whatever y'all going through, or you seeking your pastor, you know that he know you because your pastor should know who labor among them. So your pastor should be able to tell you, well, look, God's going to do it for you. God encourage you. But, yeah, we got these folks that make marriage, put marriage together. Then you get the marriage for 2 years, and all of a sudden, man, such and such and such and such is divorced. Why? Because we didn't wait on God. We wanted to feed the flesh, you know, the flesh. And I've been there sometimes. We want to feed that no good, because, you know, we say what dwells in you, in the body, no good thing. That flesh is no good because it always want to be pleased. Even though when you get married, the flesh still want to be pleased because now it becomes suffering, you know. And then you got to make sure we get the right teaching because, you know, we as men, you know, I hate to hear this. I'm the head. God said I'm the head. Man, that is so corrected, you know.
We established that.
Yeah, but let me hit this and I'm gonna get out your way. You know, because we say Abraham never once told Sarah, I'm the head. God said I'm the head. Abraham had never did that. Why? Because God said loving kindness that I'll draw you. I don't have to keep reminding somebody I'm the head. Sarah loved Abraham even though that the things that he did wasn't right. But she still loved. Why? Because she had an understanding of who God was. That's how marriage works. Marriage works by having to understand it. And how they get to understand it? By communicating with one another. We got to communicate. If we don't communicate, man, there's no way is no way, because God is not, God ain't going to force your marriage. God ain't going to force you. I don't care how many people say, well, God don't, man, we can say God all day. God, if God don't force, because if God force us, we'll never love him. God has a love,
right,
an agape love. And that,
yes,
agape love to have enough to have us have enough a sense to say, well, God put this thing together, then I need to go back to the resource. I need to go
back
to the resource.
That's right.
Because the resource can fix everything. I need to quit going to my pastor. I need to quit going to the bishop. I need to quit going to the evangelist. I need to go back to the resource. Because if I keep going back to those are the ones that put they write my newspaper, put me in the newspaper. Oh, he married
on the front page. Look, putting all your business out there. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And so we just need to go back to the resource. If we go back to the resource, it's going to teach us how to humble ourselves. You're going to teach us how to wait. You know what I mean? You know how long I waited to get delivered? I had to wait to get delivered. Because if I would have rushed, I went back out there and got me a bag of dope. If I would have rushed, I wouldn't have got me some alcohol. If I would have rushed, I wouldn't have got married. I'd have still been fornicating. But I had to wait. How did I wait? I waited by assembling myself in God's hand. I waited by assembling myself in the household of faith. I wasn't going there looking. I was waiting on God because I kept telling God, Lord, you know my desires of my body. You know my body better than I know myself. So I need you to teach me how to follow the suggestion. I need for you to anoint my eyes so I can only see you. No, if I, you know, because, you know, the church has become like the world. The church should never have to, a brother or a sister should never have to come to church with these tight clothes on. I'm coming to get saved, and you come to entice me. So I'm asking God every day to you know, anoint my eyes.
Yes, sir.
You got to have an outfit. Police at the front door. But that's where it goes, is that we all are getting to the point where we got to do something drastic. And as you heard from each one, I know everybody out here listening has heard the fire in each and every one of us that we want to do the right thing. And we want to see you do the right thing. But I'm saying to you, as well as I hope you hear me saying to myself, is that you can only do it with God. You can only do it with Jesus Christ, and you can only do it with the Holy Spirit, who is here to comfort us in the areas. Now, we said this, but we talk a good talk, and I like what Pastor DeWade said. He said, we trickery, we bamboozlers, we're using the cloth to say something, but we're doing something totally different. It has to change by your actions, and you are proof. You are living proof today. Well, I am. I'm not going to put anybody else in the club, but I am living proof that Jesus Christ lives, because I want to do the right thing that pleases him.
Right.
And knowing that if I please him, I don't have to worry about pleasing you, because you'll be pleased. And then we can now really start to obtain some of the answers that we need. We got about 10 minutes left on this broadcast. I want to invite everybody back. We have a fifth Tuesday in this month, so I want to bring everybody back next week. Let's continue this thing. We got more into a discussion than hearing the woman's requirements of a real man. But I think we picked up some things in there that both of us have to work on ourselves.
Okay.
So we're really ready when they show up, and not waiting for somebody to fill a hole, not waiting for somebody just to take on the responsibility, not waiting on somebody to sleep in the bed or to just do, we're looking for somebody to be whole with. And it starts with being whole with God. I'm going to give anybody else an opportunity to dial one if you want to come into the conversation tonight. If not, I want to give our panel tonight an opportunity to close us out with some remarks. We'll begin that with Minister Terry, then Pastor DeWayne, then Pastor Valoris, and then I'll give my little 2 cents to close us out tonight. Minister Terry.
Yes, I want to tell the listeners and family, you all too on the panel, that just be content in your relationship. I'm content with my relationship, that I'm seeking more of Jesus and seeking more of his kingdom, because we get it wrong, and we have time right now to get it right. So be content in the relationship you have with him right now, and pray to him the desires of your heart. And when the time, when he feels it's time and you're ready, he will give you those desires, because I trust in the Lord. I will not lean on my understanding. Amen.
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 Pastor Dwayne.
My thing is that, you know, I ask the Lord constantly to remind him, say, well, Lord, you know the desire of my heart. You know what every part of my heart, was it evil, crooked, or crafty, or scheming, or whatever. You know the desires of my heart, because it's whatever so a man thinketh that he believes. So the thing comes from, you know, because we serve God with our heart, not with our mind. And so I ask God to work with my heart so my heart can be right towards him. Because if my heart is right towards him, then my walk can be right. And that's what my main concern is. I ask God to make sure my heart is right. And that's, if you can ask God that question, because he knows your heart. It is your heart. You know, we think all in our mind, but it's the heart. The heart is where the deceitful, the ick, the wickedness, the craftiness and all that, it comes from out of our heart, man. You know, so if we love ourselves like we say we love ourselves, we go back to the Lord and say, well, God, you know my heart. If you fix my heart, you can fix me.
Amen. Amen. I want to bring in, we did have a caller, and I was going to put him under the bus, but I didn't do it tonight, but he dialed one, so we definitely want to give him an opportunity to share tonight. James Hudson from Showtime Entertainment, Houston, Texas. Welcome to Man Up, my brother.
Bless you, man. Bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, man, I've been truly blessed, man. Just getting here. I was actually thinking about you earlier today, man, and really praying for you, my brother, what you're doing, all the stuff that I see that you're coming out with every morning, and the people that you're blessing through your ministry, and, you know, trying to get all these people connected and steer them in the right direction, and those testimonies that you have that you're just so honest about, telling people that you're not a perfect man. I think that is really true. It happened to some people. So I didn't want to encourage you on that. I've been listening to your topic that they, because I just come to love and respect you so much, because I know that it's not easy being a single man here doing what you do. That there's so much temptation out here. It's just unreal. So, you know, we just know that people are praying for you, just like you were ministering to people and praying for them. They don't know it, don't realize. You don't know the people that are praying for you, that are calling your name out every night to keep asking God to keep his hedge of protection around you, man, as you minister your word and your panel and the people that you have on this broadcast. I wish there were thousands of men and women on this broadcast to get this too, because there's so many. We're talking about relationships, and, you know, when you take those marriage vows, and I think I said this before, and one of the things that really stands out to me is that what God has put together, let no man separate. And I always say, my thought about that is that so many times God did not put us together. That's why it's so easy for us to separate, because God didn't put us together in the first place. I read one of your sisters talking about how, you know, she wants this man, a man that would just cry out to God and don't have no fear of that. They want to take the lead. And so, to be honest about it, it's very limited amount of men that you're going to find out that's out here that's willing to do that, that's really and truly that type of a man. I think that's a big problem for women. They're looking for those type of men, and they are very few and far in between. And so, just to be honest about that, that's just all there is to it. And that's why you have to sit back and wait. And it may seem like it's just waiting forever. I heard somebody say you can be content with who you are, you know, right now. Not the way you have to depend on some man or want some man. And usually that's when things happen for us, when we're just content, not worried about it, not looking for it. That's usually when it comes knocking at the door. But when you're just going out there looking for it, you're going to find the wrong thing because you're out there looking for it. So I just want to encourage people that, you know, the relationship thing, just like I said, is a very, very difficult thing, man, trying to find that mate, that person. Like you said, none of us are perfect, none of us are 100%. We all have been wounded. And you guys have touched on all of that. You know, we know that when we go into a relationship, I think that once you've been in a relationship and you come out of it, you kind of know what it is that you want, or you have to have those pieces. I think just being honest with yourself, knowing what your weaknesses are, you go into a relationship being honest and tell that woman, you know, this is some area that I know that I'm weak in, you know, I'm going to be able to work with that, because I'm telling you, man, the number one thing in my life, I found the number one decision that a man makes is just finding that rib. Either that rib can be the best choice that you ever made, or it can be the worst choice that you ever made. Usually what people are going to tell you, I just love my husband, I just despise that man that I was with, or I despise him. So usually that is one of the biggest decisions that you make in your life, choosing that person that you want to call your rib, your helpmate. So I just encourage people, you know, take your time and know what it is that you want, know what your priorities are, and constantly consult with God. I mean, are you constantly? If it's not your will, if that's not the one for you, please don't allow me to make that mistake. And if you keep asking him that, keep telling him that, he's not going to allow you to do it. He's not going to do it because you've been calling on him. You've been asking him for it. I think sometimes we just give up. But I'm telling you, daily, you need to ask God, look, if this is not the person for me, don't even send me through. Don't even let me go down that road, because I don't have time to be wasted. And that's what we do. A lot of times we just waste a lot of time on the wrong people. So I think if you consult with God, just keep consulting him. He knows your heart. Like, he knows what you
want.
He knows what you need. And a lot of times we ask him for what we want, but he sends us who we need. And that's the thing. So just, you have to be open to that. But this is the person that God knows that you need, that's going to really be the type of person that you really need. So that's what I would encourage people to do, man. Like, again, I'm just really proud of you, my brother, and your panel of people that are talking, that are helping people. Sometimes I sit on these conversations and listen, I don't say anything, and I know other people do the same thing. So just know that you're encouraging people, that you're helping people, and God bless you, man. That's
my brother. I bless you too, my brother, man. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, no doubt. 31st. Yeah.
Bless you. Bless you. Word up. Pastor Valores.
Amen. I had my list of requirements ready, Pastor E, but I was trying to, hopefully, I thought the other women were
going
to chime in, so
we'll get to
that. But one thing that
we're
going to
blast
this.
No, we're going to make a, I'm going to do another flyer. I'm going to put y'all faces on it. I'm going to get we're going to really pump this thing up for next Tuesday. We can really get more involvement, not just from the people I know I can call on and they're going to show up, and vice versa, but some real people to get in here and say, you know what, I need this. I need it.
Right.
This was good for me. I needed this. So if I set y'all up so I could get what I needed, so be it. Go ahead, close your
mark. And I know somebody was probably saying, you know, y'all making it sound so easy, and, you know, y'all probably got it already together, and I'm still struggling, and this is hard. Trust me, when I can speak for myself, this is still a struggle. I'm not saying that I've arrived, but I'm saying I'm not where I used to be. That's for sure. But I'm going to continue this process to make progress. So always, you know, we said it on yesterday, don't knock where you are now. Don't get so down and hard on yourself. Stay with God. Do the basics of what we're telling you to do. Seek God. Stay in the Word. Stay in the fellowship. You know, stay in the Spirit of God, and keep calling out and crying out to God, and it will eventually get better for you. So, again, I want people to stay encouraged of standing, you know, in the process in order to make progress. We're not trying to, you know, knock anybody, you know, point the finger, shake the finger, say you wrong, because we've all been there once before. What we're trying to encourage you to do is to make better choices and to see how, through our experiences, how to make better choices.
Amen. That is so true. I would say to anybody out there is that when you've dedicated yourself to God, don't be worried about what people say. They'll call you this. They'll call you that. They'll say you're that. Mm-hmm. They'll wonder why can you be so dedicated to be celibate? How can you be dedicated to God more than your flesh? They'll say so many things. They'll call you gay. They'll say so many things out there. But let me just put the disclosure out there for anybody who was wondering. Pastor E is full man and will always continue to stay full man. But I'm learning to be more about God than myself. See, when I was full man, I was having kids all over the place. When I was full man, I had women all over the place, hurting women everywhere. And there was nothing but destruction. So I had to learn to get out of me, because me brought death. But God brings life. Oh, my God. And now I can feel the wholeness of God coming. No, I haven't made it. But I'll tell you one thing. Like Pastor Valora says, I am nowhere near what I used to be. And I'm not what I want to be. But I'll tell you one thing. I can stand here today and say I'm doing what God is requiring of me to become pleasing and acceptable in his sight. Yes, I live my life always trying to prove myself to people and to be attracted by other people and to be wanted by people and to be accepted by people and to be filled by people. it was all ruined. But when Jesus came on that road, Paul's was Damascus, mine was Compton Boulevard, yours may be this street, that street. But when he showed up and he showed himself to me one-on-one and I saw the light that blinded me, I knew then that I had to give it all to him. And now I'm starting to see the fruition of this relationship with God, because I feel accomplished, not in you or not in anybody else, but in God, that I can make the right decision. I can comment the right way. I can do and be a part of fellowshipping with women, men, children, all together without any, watch this, ulterior motive. See, that's when self is out of there. So I encourage you tonight that, first of all, you can do it. Number two, you can do it. Number three, you can do it. And number four, you can definitely do it, but you can only do it through Christ. I have a saying that with Christ, I can do all things, without nothing, point blank. And that's what drives me. Maybe you need that same kind of drive to say, I can do it all with God. I stay in his lane. But when I get my own, I am nothing. Man, we thank you guys for joining us tonight. We want you to know that you're loved, honored, appreciated. But the most important thing, you have to leave here knowing that you are special to God, that you are called, chosen, that you are one of his. No matter what you've just done, you say, well, I'm still in my mess. So what? Stay in your mess, but get closer to God. Still do your whatever you're doing, but do less and give God more. And watch, God will fix your life, and you'll see it, that it's all of you that he requires. We're debuting this single by I Am Justified out of Houston, Texas. And the name of this single is All of Me, debuting here on the Now Network by Justified. You may not like rap, so go ahead and you're released, but I dare you to listen to the song.
Justified. So you know people have been asking, saying that they want more. Well, here it is. I'm gonna give you all of me. Not just one part, but all of me. I mean, we did a whole lot in a short time. I mean, we're going on 4 years. And all I ask is that you accept me for being me.
I am justified.
Well, I'm sitting writing rhyme like I'm quoting scripture. Cause I'm an artist, don't mean it's always a perfect picture. I know some would like me to portray that I'm the perfect Christian. But I can't even lie, at times I really feel filthy. And when I do a little dirt, I really feel guilty. I just wanna make a difference, surely I'm witty. And when they make me feel low, I know that you're with me. And when my soul cries out, I know that you hit me. I just wanna die a legend, leave you with memories. And now it's time for me to reach it to my full potential. I got little kids that's quoting the words to my lyrics. And how could I tell them to play it safe in the world we live in? I just want them to be great in this world we live in. Look, every day and every way we taking some chances. And I refuse to live my life in fear and take for granted. But I see a pot of gold and I'm about to grab it. Situations come and go, still I can manage. And I know it get hard sometimes when you on your grind and the sun don't shine. But like a caterpillar to a butterfly, I evolved on time, right on time. Yeah, yeah, right on time.
Keep on pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you're gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
Keep on pushing.
That you're gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
Keep on pushing.
They say I see you praying for them people in the club. Yeah, that's true. Jesus died for them too. Many some can't understand me, so they can't see. With your eye, that's why I'm giving you all of me. And I ain't gotta hide no more and give them part of me. Cause at the end of the day, you are all that I need. And if they leave me now, they was never down with me. Watch how you treating God's child when you talk to me. I ain't no robot, I'm a real human being. with a heart for the Lord and a music dream. So I'm marching forward like a plan in your band, knowing every sound I make, you can understand. You never coming out my hand like a wedding band. You never coming out my hand like a wedding band. And if I had a chance, I would do it all again. And I wouldn't change a thing, cause it's in your hand. It's a new generation that can understand me, and they relate to this pain that we daily facing. They say the truth will set you free. Lord, I've been redeemed. So here it is on the table so the world can see. Yeah, yeah, this is all of me. Here it is on the table so the world can see. This is all of me. Yeah, yeah, this is all of me.
Pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you're gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground. Gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
Keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing.
They wouldn't understand
it if they could. Game change.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.